This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump gathered in Washington, D.C. Saturday to decry the results of the presidential election won by President-elect Joe Biden. Hundreds of the protesters wore the black and yellow colors of the right-wing Proud Boys organization, which has been identified by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group. The protests come a day after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a long-shot lawsuit filed by Texas and backed by Mr. Trump to throw out the election results in four states. The Supreme Court decision allows the U.S. Electoral College to press ahead with a meeting on Monday, where it is expected to formally cast its votes and make Mr. Biden's victory official. The nation's largest veterans organization and U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are joining the calls for the ouster of President Donald Trump's Veterans Affairs Chief. This comes after a government audit found that VA Secretary Robert Wilkie acted unprofessionally, if not unethically, according to the audit, in the handling of a congressional aide's allegation of sexual assault at a VA hospital. The national commander of the American Legion is urging Wilkie and several other top VA officials cited in the report to resign because of what they call violation of trust of the agency's commitment to not tolerate harassment of any kind. The VA says Wilkie, who has denied wrongdoing, doesn't intend to resign. And EU and UK Brexit negotiators Michael Barnier and David Frost departed after talks on a potential post-Brexit EU-UK deal on Saturday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen have set a Sunday deadline to decide whether to opt for a no-deal break. VOA News. The Nigerian military located and exchanged fire with gunmen who kidnapped scores of secondary school students in northwestern Katsina State, according to a statement from the president on Saturday. The gang, armed with AK-47s, stormed the government science secondary school in Kankara District about 9:40 p.m. Friday, according to police. A parent and school employee told Reuters that roughly half of the school's 800 students are missing. Police and the military are still working to determine the exact number of missing students. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said in a statement that the military has located the kidnappers in a forest and was exchanging fire with them, aided by air support. Buhari condemned the attack. Katsina is his home state. Katsina is plagued by violence that the government attributes to bandits. It's a loose term for gangs of outlaws who attack locals and kidnap them for ransom. Attacks by Islamist militants are common in northeastern parts of Nigeria. Late last month, scores of farmers were killed. Some were beheaded by Islamist militants in northeast Borno State. Armenian officials and Azerbaijan have accused each other of breaching a peace deal that ended 6 weeks of fierce fighting over the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. Separatist officials in Nagorno-Karabakh said the Azerbaijani military launched an attack late on Friday that wounded three ethnic Armenian servicemen. The Armenian Defense Ministry later charged that the Azerbaijani army had mounted an attack Saturday in the south of Nagorno-Karabakh. Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev accused Armenian forces of starting the fighting and threatened to destroy them. The reports of new fighting come just more than a month after the signing of a Russia-brokered peace deal that saw Azerbaijan reclaim control over broad swaths of Nagorno-Karabakh and surrounding lands in a conflict with Armenia. Italy is poised to overtake Great Britain as the European country with the most COVID-19 deaths. That's according to data from the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Italy has suffered more deaths in the past 6 weeks than it did in the previous 7 months. Meanwhile, Britain has begun coronavirus vaccinations using a vaccine made by Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. Doses of the Pfizer vaccine will also begin arriving in U.S. states early on Monday. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved it for emergency use late on Friday. You can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.